Yeah, well, I'm fat, not just a 700-pound woman removed from dumpster, 4th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for On the News. Trenton, New Jersey. 37-year-old Ivana Vymore, single mother of one, had been stuck in the dumpster behind the local Kentucky Fried Chicken for 3 weeks. Police attempted for several hours to remove her, but she was wedged in so tight that rescuers had to transport her to a nearby scrapyard where the dumpster was cut from around her. Paramedic Steve Davis had this to say, quote, "Man, she was stuck. We tried everything we could think of, oiled her up and pulled her, had her hold onto a chain from a tow truck. We even tried to inflate an airbag under her to force her out, but no go. She was like 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag." Unquote. Vymore explained how the situation came about. She said, quote, "I had stopped to pick up a 20-piece bucket to munch on the way home. I was waiting in line at the drive-thru and got lightheaded. I tend to feel weak if I don't eat frequently, so I grabbed a donut, but both of the boxes were empty, which was strange because I'd only just picked them up before my interview with disability. I started to panic, but then smelled chicken when a young man walked by. I saw him throw a whole plastic tray of chicken into the dumpster. Apparently, if it sits too long, it gets tossed out. Can you imagine? I managed to walk over to the chicken, but it was too far down to reach. I found a plastic bucket and used it to stand on, and just as I got my fingers on a wing, the bucket flew out and the dumpster into the dumpster I went. I landed on my back, but I couldn't budge. I tried to yell, but the noise from the traffic was so loud, I guess no one could hear me. I just laid there stuck, but God must have been looking out for me because every couple of hours, food would get thrown in, so I didn't starve. However, I did get scared something awful the first time a garbage truck lifted me up and flipped me over," unquote. Sean Ricard, a KFC employee, told reporters how he discovered Ms. Vymore. Quote, "Me and Willie was sweeping up the trash in the parking lot, and I went to empty the dustpan into the dumpster, but it fell in. I jumped up and leaned over to get it, and that's when I saw her. I hopped back down and yelled for Willie to get Mr. Johnson and tell him to get up here because some big fat white bitch in the dumpster," unquote. Police said no charges are pending against the KFC. Store manager Daryl Johnson released this statement, quote, "KFC regrets this terrible incident. Ms. Vymore has been a long time and highly valued customer, and we hope this hasn't ruined the taste for our product," unquote. Either original or extra crispy, unquote. Sorry. When her 15-year-old daughter Darlene was contacted and asked why she hadn't reported her mother missing, she responded, quote, "Mama's missing? I didn't even realize. She stays in her room most times. I just slide food through the slot from the kitchen to her bedside table. I don't never go in if I don't have to. The stink in there is horrible," unquote. Ms. Vymore is recovering at Trenton General Hospital, where doctors report her condition as normal for such an obese woman. Hospital spokesperson Allison Parker stated, quote, "Ms. Vymore is resting comfortably and demanding seconds at every meal," unquote. This has been Reverend Zimulator for Run News. Thank you for suffering.